Maximum Health with your host, Dr. Ken Gray. With over 20 years in healthcare, Dr. Gray is a doctor of oriental medicine and holistic physician fusing Eastern and Western healing. Dr. Gray is on staff at Jupiter Medical Center and in private practice with an office in Jupiter, Florida, where he resides. Dr. Gray enjoys being a physician as well as being an educator. His unique approach to holistic healing has taken him abroad to lecture in Baden-Baden, Germany, and treat sports professionals in Hawaii and Biarritz, France. He is co-author of several books on food therapy and the founder of the annual Star Summit Talks at the Norton Museum of Art in Palm Beach, Florida. Now it's time for Maximum Health with Dr. Ken Gray.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maximum Health Radio, quality living with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray. Thank you for joining us, and we have a wonderful guest in the studio with us, Mr. Leo. Buonasera.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. But Buonasera is the name of your restaurant.
Yes, sir.
And when you walk in the door, you're instantly transported. And there's not too many places I can say about that. You're transported in spirit. You're transported in the atmosphere, the food, and everything. And that's in great part towards Leo here, dear soul that I've known for many years. And was introduced to my once partner and author and partnership in the Juice and Essence book, which you may or may not have heard of in the past. But Leo, we have spoken with you through that, and many years later, here we are again speaking about. I think this show really is about the representation of how food and can connect us with health and travel and atmosphere and friends and people and all of this sort of things that are unique. I'm one of the things I watch on TV is a lot, actually, especially when I cook, is Stanley Tucci Does Italy. And it really inspires me when I cook, because he's going through and he's showing you the people, the food, the land.
Yeah, you know, each region pretty much has got a particular way of, you know, express their cuisine.
Right.
But, you know, bottom line, it's Italian cuisine.
Mm-hmm,
you know, you find some regional dishes here and there by mutating, you know, from south to north.
Yeah.
But the base, you know, we Italians, and our cuisine, it's Italians.
Yes.
There is, you know, we have a lot of customers comes, you based on the south, on the north cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like always, I used to say, off place with that, because it's Italian cuisine. There is a regional cuisine.
Sure.
It's not north or south.
Right.
You know, you can find similar dishes, you know, all over Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I'm from the region of Campania, on near the Amalfi Coast. My town, it's called Gragnano, which is a small town, but it's been the capital of pasta in the world for prior World War One and World War Two.
Mm-hmm.
So if you visit my town, then today you can go,
mm-hmm.
and you can find out all the history about, you know, Durum Semolina pastas.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, they used to hang in the street back in the days and that kind of stuff. So, you know, like I was saying, even in the windy region, you find differential dishes. Like, you know, where I'm from in my town, it's very popular mozzarella, mm-hmm. you know, made with cow milk.
Yes.
Now you travel 40 minutes in another town, it's buffalo mozzarella,
mm-hmm.
but we're in the same county.
Right.
So, you know, so that's because of the ethnic, or because of history, because buffalo were introduced back in the days during the Roman Empire from Africa, you know, and they stayed there in Puglia. They're mutating a little north to Salerno and Caserto area,
mm-hmm.
and now we have buffalo milk.
Mm-hmm.
So now you go travel a little bit north, you go to Parma, you have Parmigiano Reggiano, made with cow milk, then with cheese. I think it's the king of the cheese. It's used anywhere and everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But restaurant business, I think it's a very challenging business.
What's the history of Buonasera? How did you come to work there?
Buonasera, I was a young kid at the time. It was 28 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here, you know, we were a bunch of few guys from Capri Island. I used to work over there, you know, spend 3 years of my life on that island, and I consider I have a lot of memory, the most beautiful place is in my heart. And we decided, let's go, you know, we have connection in America. We stay a few months. We pay our vacation, you know, we work and pay our vacation. I came here and I never left.
And how did you find Buonasera, though?
Buonasera I find it through friends. I met Angelo back in the days, and which been my mentor, you know, all these years. And I'm what I'm today, thanks to him. And, you know, I start to work for an establishment. I stayed 2 years there. Then I wanted to do the upgrade. I was 21, you know, and I asked Angelo, you know, if I could go and work in his place. And that's where my, you know, history began. It was 26 years ago with that corporation. You know, they opened Paradiso down in Lakewood. Then we had Buonasera, then I moved to Buonasera, and I've been in Buonasera since 2000. You know? So yeah. Which is 24 years next to
that. And then you decided you wanted to own it, buy it? Like
no, it's just, it's life evolution. You know, we get old, so some people got to step down and some kicked in. I kind of practically always worked to perform inside this particular place like it was my own, even prior owning it.
Yeah.
You know, I had a fantastic fortune. I always told many people in my life, you know, if, example, Dr. Ken owned a beautiful car and he asked Leo, you can drive it.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't make the investment. You drive the car, you learn how to drive, you bang it in the wall, you fix it, you bring it to the shop, but you didn't invest for the car. Yeah. So that's what I always put it down, you know, my professional life. If somebody gives you the opportunity to
treat
express
it like
yourself,
treat your
work environment like it's your own.
Yeah.
Even my uncle, you know, bless his soul, he passed away a few years ago. I grew up in a baking shop, used to own a bakery in town, and that's where my career began. And he always told me back in the days, Leo, remember, you know, one day you're going to be somewhere else or doing something else. If you're going to go work for an establishment, make sure you perform, you work like it's in your own. Make people that own the place, we want to call, you know, your bosses, have a more relaxed life. You know, once they start to have a relaxed life, you become an asset.
Yes.
A person that can. You want to do everything to keep it and to, and that's what pretty much happened.
It's a beautiful
philosophy. My career, and that's how I try to tell to my staff today, every day, you know, and it's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Because not everybody will listen to that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, mostly, you know, I'm not like to be nagging or, how you say, it's a beautiful business. It's inspiring. Makes you meet, I call a fruit bowl. Of people, of personality. They do different things in life. So, you know, that's the beauty that I like about my business, besides cooking, you know, running it. It's meeting people, their history, what they did in life.
And
what
they do.
It's so like, it's so like, you know, intriguing.
Yeah.
You know, like I give a funny story. My son is in Tallahassee at the university. He calls me one morning and says, Dad, do you know a doctor? You know, I said, off the bat, you know, for what? And he tells me, you know, I'm kind of sick. I have a test today, you know, if he can run me. I said, you know, son, I cannot help you on that. But, you know, you go to the clinic down the university and they're gonna take care of you for that. You know, so it's kind of, you know, it's like it gives you the ability then to meet people and they can be helpful in the future. And besides that, it's like I said, a challenging business because it's like we take care of so many customers in the same half an hour, and everyone has an ideal, has their own ideal of dining experience, their own taste profile, you know. So it's like with another comparison I do, like you build houses, so you have 1, 2, 3 houses that are going on in the same time and your own pace. So you know when to dedicate that stuff. Or even an electrician, you know, he's gonna come to you when he has freedom to come, more hours availability. Yes, we need to cater at that moment, at that time, and there is no negotiation.
So I don't have to ask you whether or not you cook with love. I know you cook with love. I know you run the restaurant with love and own the restaurant with love. But I do want to ask you, what does it mean to you to cook with love?
It's about, you know, liking it. It's about, I always think, when, you know, when I take a product, to me, that boils down to love. Let's say a steak, a strip loin. We want to call it prime, choice, and New York. Now you need to cut those steak off this piece of meat. Sometimes it comes, it's the eye is higher, the piece is shorter, or the eye is thinner, the piece is longer. And I think you got to look at the product and see, okay, what I can do with you.
Mm-hmm.
How I can cut to you so I can get those high-profile steaks,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you go according. It's not like, you know, sometimes I wish it's this, like, you know, would be the same thing,
right.
Very, you know, matrix, but every day change. You buy fresh seafood, you know, sometimes a fish weigh 2 pounds. Tomorrow it's a pound.
Mm-hmm.
So when you fillet them and you clean them, you know, you got to make sure that, okay, maybe this fillet is going to look good by doing this kind of special.
So it's being in the moment.
In the moment, it's talking. Love, it's talking to your food. That could sound crazy, but I do talk.
Yeah.
You know, when the produce comes in, I pretty much, you know, look, examine, okay, the celery looks this week, or it's a little more green than usually, the same, the lettuce and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So, okay, we got to clean it in a different way. So it's about, you know, talking to it, examine it, and process.
And then how do you then take that process of talking with love and seeing and exploring and then coming up with the various specials which people love so much?
It's, we've been 30 years now. You know, we're celebrating 30 years this
Congratulations.
Year. And it's,
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's not even coming up. We are all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We like what we like, you know. So anything that comes up, I try pretty much to try to think the taste profile of my clientele. You know, I give an example. Comes Mr. So-and-so. I know, you know, something we not cater on our menu, but I know he like to have some olive oil with garlic. So I already know that olive oil with garlic is going to be there waiting for him, or the servers doesn't need to ask. That's what I think dining experience is all about. It's try, it's challenging, but it's trying. Okay, it's coming Dr. Ken.
Yeah.
He likes this and that. Or it's coming Mr. So. You know, so we try to remember, we try to sample, you know.
Yeah.
That's the most, I think cooking is the, comes natural when you have it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like managing, puzzling, you know, and remembering, and, you know, and it's reflecting your ideal even to your staff in the kitchen and in the dining room.
Yes.
That's the most, you know, challenging but beautiful part at the same.
So we talked about love. Next, I want to talk about authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
To me, going to Bonacero represents authenticity of Italy. And like you said, to me, not necessarily any one region, because I'm not familiar mm-hmm. enough with Italy to start to pick it apart in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the sentiment of what I've only been to Rome, but the sentiment of when I think of Italy and the spirit of it, from what I have experienced and the people that I have experienced it with, I feel there's an authenticity to Buonasera, almost as if I'm going to, if I would go to your home, I
yes,
would feel the
much,
same way.
Yes.
In your home
yes.
in Italy, I would feel the same way.
Mm.
So tell me what is authentic about your restaurant.
It's about keeping the sauces, the product you use. You know, like I say, I come from the pasta capital of the world. So I make sure when I buy my pasta, I don't buy a general brand.
Mm.
I have my
yeah,
own
particular,
you know, artisanal.
And you make some of them.
Then, you know, it's becoming so popular in Florida. And if you go to Carmine's now, you find it on the shelves. You know, about 18 years ago, I was the one trying to introduce the small pasta make career in Florida, and I got the connection with the distributor, and now pretty much they.
Which one?
It's called Gentile.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a blue paper pasta bag, you know.
Yes.
You can see if you go to those Italian grocery stores there now, you know.
Gentile.
That, yeah, then which is, you know, a product that they still try to process as when they dry it in the same process as there was 100 years ago when there was no ventilation or no refrigeration. I mean, if you research, they used to hang ropes from one side of a building back in the day, you know, and hang the spaghetti, yeah, and they will dry naturally. That's why, you know, and they try, they're resembling now the same process, you know, in those big room with the ventilation,
yes,
and humidity, you know,
yes,
so,
yes.
And it's challenging using an artisanal product like that too, because sometimes, you know, I get a batch of macaroni and, you know, we process, order comes in, we boil the pasta, it breaks in 1,000 pieces. So I already know that something in the drying process went in a different way, and it does that. And each box is got a, they call it a, like a number, you know. And I know that I need to take the batch, put it aside, message my friend in Europe, and he knows about it. He tells the distributor, and they pull it out the market, and they replace it with something else,
nice,
which is a natural occurrence.
Yes,
it's not like
yeah,
the pasta is bad. You
it's
can
just,
eat it.
Yeah.
But you can make soup with that.
Yes.
But, you know, rigatoni doesn't look like a rigatoni anymore, just when it goes in the water.
So I know we're speaking about authenticity of your restaurant and the food, but I do want to pause and just ask one more question about the authenticity of pasta, because pasta, for so many people, is a staple. What makes the flavor, the taste, what makes it to you what is good, great pasta? How should it feel in the mouth? What should it taste?
It should have a consistency, and each product, when you buy off the shelves, you can see the difference between a quality pasta and a more commercial one. The more commercial one, the color is going on the darker side. More lighter is the color, and if you look at the pasta, let's call it pasta macaroni itself, you will see the sediments around, because it's the way they process through the pasta cutter.
Okay.
It's called the bronze cutter, you know, and the pasta is very hard, so they force it through the bronze cutter. Then you have like a, I don't know, like a sand kind of paper look to a rigatoni, to a penne, and it's more bright in color, and you have more the, like dust, you know, going around.
Okay.
That's what pretty much you can really resemble from the color. You don't want it to look like a sunset, you know, or a early sunrise.
Yeah.
It's got to be bright, let's just say yellowish, you know, and with a lot of flower dust sediment.
I like the comparison to the sunrise versus sunset.
I really don't know.
Want brightness.
Yeah.
Yes, I get it. And then, so authenticity sounds like it surrounds mostly around the quality of sourcing. And
quality of
freshness.
Sourcing, and example, you could take one of the best product in the world, you know. It's about even finding and managing the time, how to create that dish, how to process that dish, and you know, and that's what is another challenging part in the business.
Yeah.
You know, that's when the skills of a chef come out.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you know, we can do this. You see, like cooking show, they have a process. Okay, we do have a process in restaurant too, but there is some dishes. If we will follow that process, we will never cater to the customers. So we try to find ways that the bottom finish line is that one. The flavor profile is that one. But because of circumstance, of timing, of dining experience, we had to change some of the steps in the process to create that dish.
Yeah.
That it's, I think, a beautiful thing, that too.
Yeah, sure. That's part of the art.
Yeah, I always tell my staff, you know, I says, I don't care if you cut the onions before or you cut it after, okay? What it's important, it's the finish line. Then when our customers, oh, we taste the dish, it tastes like you cut the onions before, like you're supposed to do that when you're prepping. that dish.
So in the world, there's something called the Blue Zones. Everybody's talking about this, where people live 100 years or more, and Italy has one of these, is one of the locations for this. Not so much the city as much as the country, probably, in Italy, and same with any of these other places. Mm-hmm. What would you attribute the, how much percent or amount of that wellness would you attribute the foods in these regions?
It's a part of it, yes. Yeah. But even in food, in anything, it's the balance, mm-hmm. doctor. Mm-hmm. I think it's finding the balance. Mm-hmm. Now you said small town, the Blue Zone. Mm-hmm. They eat with season. Mm-hmm. You know, I bet that those people over there in the winter, they're not going to eat a fresh tomato. Mm-hmm. Because how are you going to grow a fresh tomato in the winter?
Right.
Okay, now we have the fortune. I can come from California, mm-hmm. you know, ship it to Europe or to Florida, you know, that kind of stuff. But still, it's not seasonal
right.
kind of tomato that need ripe. So they eat with the season. Mm-hmm. By eating with season, you build balance. Mm-hmm. You don't stock on the same product and process. And that's what is hard to find. I really believe in balance. Like, you know, I'm going to get sick. I go to the doctor. The doctor give me a prescription. I should take a pill a day, correct? Mm. If I take the, that's a very basic example. Mm. If I take the
pill,
pill, all in one shot, all 10 of them, what is going to happen to me? It's going to cure me or kill me?
Yeah, probably kill you.
That's it. I think it's the same thing with the food and the balance and, you know, living your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's a challenging task.
Yes.
I'm the first one. Yeah. Now we like to eat just veggies and steaks and protein, you know, for a week. But I always like drag to my piece of bread and pasta. Mm-hmm. You know, so if somebody can find a balance, maybe the 100 years, they are waiting for him. It's all about that.
And somewhere in that is moderation of alcohol, like wine. And
everything has to be in a balance, in a moderation. I think there is nothing wrong to have a cocktail or to have a glass of wine or two, even daily. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just
the balance
to put a stop to it. You know, not drink a bottle, or you know, and then you go with the whiskey and then tequila and mix it up. It's the abuse.
Yeah.
And like I said, if even you abuse a prescription doctor give it to you, it's going to kill you.
You know, I think all of these principles and the philosophy that you have goes so much into creating such a beautiful restaurant that you have in Bonacera, which is a staple in Jupiter. I would say it's at the top of the top.
We feel very fortunate, doctor.
But 30 years, I'm sure you've seen a change and shift as the world has in Jupiter.
Yes.
So you were here before Jupiter was Jupiter. Jupiter was a small fishing town at one point. It was a place that you just drove through or even passed. You didn't even stop.
That's
now Jupiter is a destination for the world.
It's becoming bigger. It's becoming popular. You know, I go to events in the restaurant business, in the wine tasting, and I had people say, oh, you're in Jupiter. That's a hot town.
Yeah.
You know, I said, come 30 years ago.
Exactly. So you survived a lot. You survived shutdown. We survived a lot.
Yeah, we grandfathered in. So I very feel fortunate that thanks to me, to Antonio, to Angelo, people that were prior to me, we have a solid, loyal clientele. Yeah. And they've been there since day one. And it's like, for them, it's like a
home.
Home away from home. Yeah. And that's what I think is the secret.
Yeah.
And that's what we focus on. Try to keep that personal attention. Mm-hmm. You know, that make them feel that they find their lime on the table because there is Mrs. likes the lime on the table, you know. And so it's mostly, you know, try to balance that and to task that balance.
Yes.
Let's keep this show on balance. It's all about balancing.
Absolutely. And also key elements. I think the, you know, you spoke about pasta being one of the things you're known for, great pasta, but also I would have to throw one in and then you can throw one more food item. But one of the things my wife and I look forward to is the zucchini
blossoms. Yes.
Stuffed zucchini blossom is phenomenal.
Then mix it. It is a nice dish. It's very popular in my region too.
Yeah. Like you take the zucchini flour, you put your...
We stuff it with the ricotta cheese and parmigiano and zucchini itself, you know, and we make a butter of a little beer and flour, very simple, you know. And then
everything simple and good.
Yeah, and doctor, don't forget, anything deep fried tastes better. As much as, you know, we know it's fried, you know.
But we
so
always
some things we make exceptions.
Sure. But I mean, we always couple it with your fresh arugula salad, which is the best arugula salad ever in the world, in my opinion. It's so bright and beautiful. The citrus blend with the olive oil and the arugula and the, it's so good.
It's like soft shell crab. It's season now, you know.
It's in season now. Yeah, some people.
Next 2 weeks, you know, you can buy really fresh, live, soft. Yeah. It's a beautiful element, but you can cook in so many ways.
Yeah.
But you take your butter and you fry, it tastes the best.
Yeah. And as far as pasta dishes, just to go back, not to just say that, but I haven't found a better either cacio e pepe or carbonara.
Thank you.
One of those, the spaghetti carbonara, oh my gosh.
And it's like, you know, feeding the taste profile. It's we try our best, you know. Do we make like the authentic one? Yeah. We try to go close by, you know. Because we try to really fit the taste profile, like I said, you know. Like if you put only pecorino, like they show on the TV, you're going to find, you know, your followers. But the majority of taste profile here, they don't like only that, because the saltiness is a little too salty for
So what do you do to
so
eat
it? So I blend.
Okay.
You know, I pretty much, I toss it, and then I finish it with the pecorino.
Nice.
I do the
brilliant.
I toss it with
that's
parmesan,
why I
so
love
I mix.
It so much.
I do the mix.
Yeah.
We had before we did only pecorino, but you know, people will say it's a little too salty. So
it's
about feeding the taste profile.
That's what I love about it. One of the many things. So you have our audience has a few items to try. Of course, there's the Milanese. So much, right?
Like
the seafood,
said, the zucchini blossom, the seafood, the branzino.
The pompano,
I think it's one of the most exceptional dish we do.
You had pompano. I was there
pompano,
last night.
It's in season now.
Yeah. So, where can we find Buonasera? What's the address?
It's 2145 South US Highway 1 in Jupiter, Florida, located in Driftwood Plaza.
And the phone number?
The phone number is 561-744-0543.
And you have to have reservations, because even on a Monday or Tuesday, it's going to be packed. Like you said, loyal followers, and now Jupiter is Jupiter, Florida. So thank you so much for joining us today, Leo.
It's
been
my pleasure.
A phenomenal experience, and you just talking with you makes me feel like I was for a moment in Italy enjoying myself.
We're gonna do them more often.
Yes, I think so. This has been another Maximum Health Quality Living, brought to you in part by Vell Health, VELL for very well. Download your Vell Health app today and become a better you. See you next time.